When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to The Family with
Andy Brandt Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
and no Alex for the third day in a row. She'll be on next week again, though, right?
I don't know.
Theoretically.
Does she even work here anymore?
Look at Judy.
Judy, what are you doing?
Jude's licking the chair.
Yes,
licking
he is.
The chair.
Anywhere where Tom Bernard's skin has touched, Jude is obsessed with licking it.
It's true. And what is that? What causes that?
You must have some sort of oil in your skin that he likes. Did you don't use lotion?
No, I do not use lotion, so I don't know what that's all about. And he loves licking my legs. I don't know what sure the hell does. It is about my legs.
I know. I finally trained him. Every time I got out of the shower and put on leg lotion, he used to try to lick it off, and I finally had to get after him hard.
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, all right, I won't do it anymore.
Okay, we'll cut way back.
Okay, well, whatever.
That's Jude's voice.
How was the coffin last night?
The coffin?
Not coughing.
Oh, I heard coffin, too. I was like,
I know,
coffin.
I'm like, the coffin?
Wasn't great.
I am not Dracula. It was okay. He woke me up a couple of times.
Well, it's gotten better.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Jude has a case of pneumonia, and he's on his second round of antibiotics, and he has been coughing and gagging and all of this stuff.
People who listen to The Family can definitely attest to that the past two days.
Yes, he's been coughing on air. So he seems to be getting a little better, and he's much more enthusiastic about eating.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Whereas before he would just eat, like, all right, I'll eat. But now he's like every little piece of kibble he's, you know, licking up. Big, and before he was leaving some in his bowl, which is very unlike Jude. He is still really tired, but I know I had walking pneumonia a couple of years ago, and it just coughing exhausts you.
Yep.
In my opinion, it kind of hurts. But anyway, he's supposedly on the mend. I don't know. I thought maybe he'd have to go to the hospital and have something called a tracheal wash.
Well,
but
if there's any improvement at all, then that means it's a good sign. Because pneumonia, if it's like terminal, then it doesn't get better. It's not like up and down. It's like you got pneumonia and you got, you know, maybe a week to live.
He'll have a day where he's just terrible and you think he's going to die. And then the next day he's much better. So it is kind of up and down. It's kind of scary. But I talked to the vet last night and told him what was going on. And he said, Jude's on all the antibiotics for all the things that could be in the lungs anyway. So
yeah. Broad spectrum.
Other than going in for, I don't know, IV therapy or something. I don't know. I hate having a sick dog because they are very sad.
No question about it.
Yes.
Poor Jude.
I know.
No doubt about it. Oh, something just popped up on my screen, which I didn't know. Who invented the enclosed garbage can, and where was it invented?
Was it Murdoch from Murdoch Mysteries in Canada?
Yes.
Because he seems to have invented everything on that show.
He invented everything.
Silly Putty,
yep.
The metal detector.
So in other words, you used to just throw your cash in open barrels. There were no garbage cans. You just threw your garbage in barrels, and they dumped their barrels in the back of trucks, and that's how they did it.
Sure.
The garbage can, the enclosed garbage can was invented by Walt Disney. Did you know that?
I did parks? Not know that.
I didn't. Yeah, for the parks.
Oh.
It kept Disneyland from smelling bad.
Hmm.
Until that point, of course, public transportation, public trash cans were wire mesh and didn't block any of the garbage. Oh, so they were just wire mesh, too. Yuck. So it smelled even worse.
Well, there was probably some reasoning with airflow.
Yeah, maybe.
That it would dry out and maybe not be wet and gross.
Not how it works.
No.
How many things did Walt Disney invent, for Christ's sake? He's a very bright man.
A smart man.
And Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. How's Ethan doing with Mickey Mouse?
Still likes him.
Still loves him.
He loves Mickey
Still
Mouse.
A big fan. We went to ECFE yesterday, and there was a girl. So it was finally warm enough that they all went out into like a courtyard.
Okay.
And it's probably, I don't know, 50 feet across. And this girl comes in wearing a Minnie Mouse shirt, and he spots it from across the courtyard and runs over so he can point out Minnie.
There you go. Look, it's Minnie.
He was wearing his Mickey shirt, so there you go.
Oh.
It is really cute when they're into a character
like
that.
He's very into Mickey.
You know, it's kind of sad when you look at it that human beings, as they get older, don't get any smarter, but they're not as nice as they were when they were dumb as a kid.
I don't know if I'd call kids nice.
You having some experiences, are you?
Yeah.
Generally not.
I mean, the best you can hope for is like... You know, complacent, I guess.
Oh, really?
I mean, they do nice things. They do nice things sometimes, but I mean, they're not like kind on purpose, really.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Oh,
probably.
They'll hug you and kiss you randomly sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah,
ever?
He definitely does.
Yeah, that's nice. Or give you a little snuggle.
No,
I saw him last. He sat right next to me and wanted to play a game. Mm-hmm. You know, he like cuddles up.
Oh, he likes to cuddle.
It's very sweet.
He definitely likes
That's
to cuddle.
That's very sweet.
And his new thing is he'll do something bad, and then we'll get mad at him, and he'll come over and kiss our leg to like ingratiate himself.
It's an apology.
Mm. There you go.
I guess so.
See, he's getting it. He's got. Well, that's a good sign that he's not a psychopath.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, if he can have empathy and understand those things, then that's a very good sign.
It is indeed.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to run this past the two of you because I have no idea what they're talking about, and I haven't clicked on it yet. Have you ever noticed the dark and disturbing detail in Shrek? Have we ever seen Shrek?
Yeah, when it was new, like
absolutely.
A thousand
Love
years
Shrek.
Ago. It was like, God, it has to have been like 99 or something. What mm-hmm. 2001.
It's old.
23 years. So I was 17 when it came out.
You were 17.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So have you noticed what the dark and disturbing thing is about Shrek? Because I don't know what they're talking about.
No idea.
I was 14 when it came out.
14.
Jeez.
Well, there you go.
Sheesh.
Do you have any idea what they're talking about, dark and disturbing thing about Shrek, Andy?
I bet if you say it, I'll know what they're talking about, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Right. It says here it's been 23 years since Shrek hit theaters. Yes, 23 years. It's a great movie, obviously, but there's a really disturbing detail that casual fans may not have noticed. YouTuber Ivan Mars, also known as the movie detective of the internet, made a video about it. It's going to haunt your nightmares. In the beginning of the movie, you see a bear family in cages after being captured by Lord Farquaad's soldiers. Then later you see Papa Bear and Baby Bear at Shrek's swamp crying without Mama Bear. And here comes the creepy part. There's a scene in Lord Farquaad's castle.
Farquaad.
Farquaad?
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
It is Farquaad. Yeah, you're right. Where you see a bear rug that looks exactly like Mama Bear, pink bow and all. Oh, God,
You made the Mama Bear into a rug.
They made Mama Bear into a rug.
That is kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it's not very nice now, is it? Yeah, apparently she's wearing the pink bow and all. So But they never announced in the movie that she's died, have they?
Well, no, she's not even a character that has a name, really. It's just one of those like background things that you can notice if you're paying a lot of attention.
And then they send a long video of it. You can watch her being used as a rug.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of tough. Well, hey, let's go for a walk, Catherine. We'll have to walk across the rug made out of my mother.
Yeah. It's a little.
I'd be a little uncomfortable with that. I gotta believe. You know what I mean?
I've never really liked the whole, I know it's a very modern sort of thing, but to have like a zebra rug or a cow rug or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's kind of gross.
It's kind of not our deal, though, don't you think?
I don't know. Dead animals in your house, other than in the freezer and the refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly.
Only parts of them at that.
Don't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, it's like mounted deer heads and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Well, it's not been our deal. We've never had that in our house.
Nope, not once.
So I suppose, well, I'm not a hunter, and therefore, you know, Nana and I are not hunters, therefore you and Alex are not hunters, therefore your kids are not hunters, I guess.
I mean, hunting is fine if you eat the thing you hunt. It's like, you know, you go out and you shoot a deer and you eat it, and it's like, hey, what's the harm? It's probably better than the kind of life they would have in the wild.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, there it really is. I mean, hunting does help some populations of animals because let's look at the herds of deer. I mean, if somebody doesn't cull them by hunting and eating them, they end up getting wasting disease, starving to death, getting hit by cars.
Not
and
fun
mass.
Way to die.
No, it's not. It isn't nice. So, I mean, that's kind of the food chain, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. As far as being like a, you know, being wildlife is concerned, being shot to death is actually like considered one of the best ways to go.
Because you go
it's
quickly.
Sudden and
it's pretty sudden, yeah. Because otherwise, yeah, it's always starving or exposure or being eaten by something, you know.
Yeah. Right. And if they're injured, yeah, they're definitely going to get eaten by coyotes, or that's got to be really gruesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to run this by you guys because it finally did happen. We knew it was going to happen. We kind of knew where it would happen because it's supposed to be so hip and cool and the greatest place to live and so laid back. Where did the first protester fist fights break out in America just yesterday?
Portland.
You got the right coast.
Of course, it's the West Coast.
Berkeley.
It broke out to nearly 300 people arrested in New York, student protest crackdown. In L.A., there were fist fights. I'm watching the video. They are beating the piss out of each other.
There's professional agitators.
Oh, God,
coming
yes.
in
yep,
and being organizers for all of these college campus things because they get paid. They get paid something like $3,000 for 3 months for 8 hours a week.
Oh, yeah. When they were burning down Minneapolis, you could look at the arrest records, and half the people weren't even Minnesotan. They were bussed in from other states.
Yep. Yep. Which was very interesting because the media kept on saying at first— The mayor of St. Paul said there were outside agitators coming in and they weren't going to stand for it. Then all of a sudden the media said, no, there are no outside agitators. These are all local people upset about what happened. And then after, you know, everything burned down and ruined portions of Minnesota still to this day, all of a sudden it was like, oh, yeah, there were outside agitators.
Yep, tons of them.
I mean, there's no mistake that everybody has a luxury tent, you know. And has all of a sudden signs, and they all have, what are those head scarves, kafifas?
Kafifa?
Isn't that what that kafifa. Palestine thing is?
Google does not know what a kafifa is.
No.
It's not a hijab. I thought it was a hijab.
There's hijabs, there's niqabs, there's...
No, it's a kafifa or something like that.
It's not kafifa.
Well, it is.
Anyone on the chat know what the hell she's talking
about? K-A-Y something.
K-A-Y... Kai, I don't know.
Well, look up Palestinian headscarf. I'm sure on Amazon there's 400,000 of them being sold a minute.
Ah, here it is. Kefia.
Kefia.
Or kefia
okay.
or All right. something.
So I wasn't too off.
Something like that.
Anyway, yes, I mean, and this is all being funded by George Soros, Open Borders, and other Rockefellers, apparently, donate
involved,
to these causes.
Yeah. Yep.
Even student fees go towards some of this activist stuff. Because, I mean, when you're hiring, 40, 50% activist teachers, you're going to get activist political viewpoints on campus.
Why would you do that? If that's a huge university, why wouldn't you want an even-keel approach where half the people were very liberal, half, not even very liberal, half of the people lean liberal, half the teachers lean conservative. So you get both sides of the issue. Why do you want only one side of an issue?
Well, that's like NPR. They did a tally, and every single person was a very strong left-leaning journalist. So, I mean, they don't care about balance. They don't care about.
So they don't care about the truth.
Well, they're not. They're not journalists. They're propaganda mouthpieces.
Yeah, they are.
This is what they are, and it's becoming worse and worse because we put up with it.
Well, I mean, I just talked about the nearly 300 people arrested in New York student protest crackdown. They've been arrested in California. They're being arrested in Chicago. They've been warned in Chicago. I know that.
It'll all be tossed out, and nothing will happen to them. They're just trying to clear it off because they're starting to do property damage. They're breaking windows.
They are. Yep.
They're taking over halls at schools, and I think in Portland they've taken over the public library. It is now an encampment inside the public tax-paid library.
Is it an autonomous zone?
Yep,
Autonomous zone plaza.
Yep, they just live in there now. I mean, if the government will not make people behave, they're going to just do whatever they want.
Yep.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Here are the headlines in the Wall Street Journal, the biggest national newspaper of them all. I think the Wall Street Journal is still the biggest, I believe. These are the headlines. The new math of driving your car till the wheels fall off. Why would you do that? Because people can't afford to buy a car anymore. They're too expensive.
Oh, it's way too expensive to own a car.
It is.
I mean, just insurance alone is insane.
Yep, so the new math of driving a car till the wheels fall off. Nearly 300 people arrested in New York student protest crackdown. Federal Reserve interest rate decision looms. People are terrified of that. Marjorie Taylor Greene to force vote next week on ousting Speaker Mike Johnson. Is there any good news anymore?
Well, like I said, everything's politics now.
Yes, everything is about politics, which makes me want to vomit, because politicians are the least loyal pieces of shit on earth.
Well, you know what's interesting is, the governor of South Dakota, her name is Kristi Noem.
Kristi Noem, yeah.
She wrote a book.
Yep.
And she had a portion in there where she shot a dog.
Their dog, yeah. It was a
because the dog was after chickens and, I guess, bit people and was like a really, really bad dog.
Right.
that is maybe tanking her career because
yeah,
they are
like
pounding that message. And I don't know whether she should have shot the dog or not. I mean, I guess what's the difference if you shoot the dog or bring it to the vet and put it down? I don't know. What is the difference?
Yeah, I mean, arguably being shot is probably better for most animals.
Well, yeah, because you could let the dog like run around and think it was having a nice time and just shoot it rather than the traumatic event of even going to the vet.
Yeah, a lot of animals really don't like going to the vet.
Yeah, Jude knows when I pull into the parking lot, he tucks his tail real hard because he knows he's going to get a thermometer up his keister. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I know it.
Yeah, the
it's
euthanasia. The euthanasia is arguably for
he hates it.
The euthanasia is arguably for our benefit. Because,
yes.
I mean, like,
yeah,
can
right.
you, the
it
aftermath and cleanup of shooting a dog is going to be pretty traumatizing for you.
Right.
But if you just have a vet do it and then they take away the body.
Take it away.
You don't
and
have
put
to.
It and then, yeah. yeah. I mean, they're you still get, putting it in an incinerator. It's all ugly.
Well, yeah, but you don't know, have to see it or
right,
do
you
it.
You don't have to see it. But so we had a, I don't know if you even know the story, Andy, because it has not been reported on very widely. We have a sitting senator, House Senator. Something Mitchell. Her name is her last name.
In
Mitchell.
Minnesota or Florida?
In Minnesota.
Minnesota.
She
Senator.
Drove 5 hours in the middle of the night, broke yep. into her.
Nicole Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. She broke into, wearing all black, broke into a house. It was her stepmom or mother in law or something who had her father's ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they were fighting about the ashes. So she drives 5 hours in the middle of the night, goes into the house, and is lying in wait. And she gets caught, and she is allowed to vote right now. They're like, well, she hasn't been convicted of anything. Oh, she's just so traumatized about this issue about her father dying. They're making all kinds of excuses for her. And I'm sorry. Either way, if you're willing to break into someone's house over ashes and you're having a mental
health she's clearly,
crisis,
yeah.
you should be getting help, not having people make excuses for
right.
you and let you continue on doing your job. And she got to vote whether or not she should be removed from voting.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
She cast the deciding vote in her own favor when she has just been arrested. And they're making excuses for this about it being a mental health crisis. I'm sorry, I don't want people that are having mental health crises making decisions for Minnesotans, right? Am I just like
you're
some sort of crazy
right.
person?
Politics has got to be dismantled and reassembled because it's horrible now on both sides.
Right. So, I mean, and this Kristi Noem is a Republican, so it's everywhere about how she brutally shot her dog and she's just some sort of dog
murderer. They're broadcasting
murderer.
It everywhere they can.
Everywhere. And this senator who breaks into a house dressed in black.
Well, that's okay, though. She agrees with us.
It's not really all that popular of a story. And I'm just, you know, they talk about, you know, no one's above the law. It sure doesn't feel that way. It does not feel that way. It feels like if you're the member of the right tribe, you can do whatever you want, and nothing happens to you. And that's disheartening, I think, for a lot of people. That's why not just go break stuff and protest and do whatever you feel like, because nothing matters.
How long ago did Bill Clinton get nailed with that?
Monica Lewinsky, and the other ones, five or six of them.
It was mid-90s, I think.
So it was mid-90s.
Time,
so you're talking 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's see, 98.
So 98, so it's 26 years ago.
26 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember sitting around with friends going, is he the first president to do this? No, not by far. A lot of them have done.
Sure.
Well, I'm
sure. 9,000 different lovers. John F. Kennedy used to have sex with women in the swimming pool in the White House all the time.
Sure.
And all of us sat there and said, is this a good idea to be going after him publicly, trying to get him tossed out? Because if they do, this is never going to end. And we, as young people, predicted this is never going to end. What they're doing to Trump right now, what they're going to do to Biden, and I can tell you up front, what they're doing to Trump's going to happen to Biden too, because all of this is about protecting my own income. That's what these politicians are doing. It's going to get more and more hit. It should have never happened. You know, all of these things. No, look, you shouldn't be having sex with 9,000 different women in the White House. That's not, you know, you do what you do, I guess. But I'm not a big fan of that. But what you've now started, I mean, do you think that's justice for all? Do you think either Biden or Trump will get justice? No, they won't. Because you don't agree with me, so therefore I hate you.
Well, Biden has, you know, the deck is stacked in his favor.
Yes,
because
it sure
most
is.
Of the judges are liberal
they
leftists,
are.
So
yeah, they are.
He's gonna, yeah, he's definitely going to get a better shot, I would say.
How can you be a judge in America and know you're lying and out to get someone? That's not what a judge is supposed to do.
No, as a matter of fact, I mean, like I said, never been a huge fan of Donald Trump, but
right.
The fact that the judge in one of the cases has stated publicly that he hates Donald Trump,
yeah,
and is
yep.
presiding over the
yep. that's not America.
Well, how does that even happen? I thought that a judge had to remove themselves for extreme prejudice. Now, when you're saying you hate a defendant, how is that not extreme prejudice?
Well, who's gonna make it happen? That's
well,
the thing. It's
I
like,
mean,
yeah, you're supposed to do the right thing, but these people aren't good people.
But shouldn't all lawyers want, you know,
no, of course not.
Equal justice? I mean,
no, they want to win. That's what they want.
I know, but if they can do
money.
It to you, they, I mean, they can do it. They can do it to anybody. I mean, or they can do it to Donald Trump. He was a sitting president. He's got a lot of money. He can defend himself. I mean, they can just throw anybody in the gulag for, you know, disappointing them because of what you say on Twitter.
No, they have institutional
ridiculous.
Power, so they think it'll never happen to them.
I know. It really is. It's getting to be kind of scary. It's scary to me.
And it's
and
never going
to
end.
I think you're right.
Now.
It does need to be somehow dismantled. I don't know how
it
you
does.
I don't know how you start over again though. I mean, they're the ones that are voting themselves raises and more
yep,
power
yep.
and expanding government at lightning speed. I mean, we've been the FBI and the CIA have been removing presidents for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
Nixon got
yes.
impeached by it was I think the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
They decided that they didn't want him in, and they got him out.
Well, only the House can impeach.
Yeah, but I mean...
Right. But the FBI is incredibly political now.
Yes, it is.
But they bring
I mean, it's unbelievably far left.
They
and
bring the evidence, and they plant evidence.
Yeah, they do.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Unfortunate.
The FBI does.
Well, I've had to deal with the FBI once in my life, and it was horrible. Seriously, they were just horrible to me, and... And I'm not even that far right, but since I wouldn't agree with everything they believe, they have wanted nothing to do with helping.
Yep.
That's not how it's supposed to work. Ended up costing me a lot of money because they wouldn't help.
Well, that was a white-collar crime sort of thing, and
yep.
it's not a very...
yeah, they don't care about that.
They don't really care about white-collar crime that
Isn't
much.
It injustice for all? What happened to injustice for all?
Like I said, it doesn't feel that way anymore. And maybe it never has been.
Yeah,
maybe we're just
right.
noticing it all because it's all out there in the
yeah,
open
Yeah, it's
all
so obvious now.
Yeah. Maybe well, it's just always
yeah.
been this way. I mean, minority groups have been saying that for years, that there's no justice for them.
Right.
That's
because
true.
They don't have the money for the lawyers and they don't get off on, you know, they don't get off on minor charges because they don't have anybody to defend them.
Boy, I better get away from the Wall Street Journal. It's all just negative news.
Well, all of the news is all about these college campuses right now.
It is.
Everything
now, yeah.
is
That's
about
true.
That.
I mean, I was shocked, and look, this is not a personal thing, whatever, but I was shocked. I tuned into CNN, and they weren't ripping the piss out of Trump. They were talking about...
they had another topic, huh?
And another topic, they've been ripping the piss out of him for a long time. Look, I know you make your money doing that. You're not telling the truth. And neither is Fox mm-hmm. News, that you lie your asses off to make money. That's what you do.
Don't you kind of wonder if they're just so indoctrinated that they just can't, even, you know, they look at something and this is actually what they see as the truth
oh,
and
absolutely
both sides
for
of the story?
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if they know that they're so biased.
No, a lot of them genuinely believe that Donald Trump is like, if he gets voted into office, he's going to destroy all life on the planet and end the universe as we know it. Somehow.
Yes.
They don't know how. They're just absolutely sure that he is going to kill every minority and woman and gay person on the planet.
Which is what they said when he got elected
yep,
the first
and then
time.
That didn't happen, but it's going to happen this time for sure. Guaranteed.
Are people that stupid?
Yes.
Yes.
They really are, aren't they? They're that stupid.
Marketing is a very powerful weapon.
Yeah, it is.
And if you have control over everything and you're telling people the same story 150 times a day, they're going to believe it because they're like, they can't lie. They're CNN. They can't lie. It's MSNBC. They can't lie. It's Nancy Pelosi. They can't lie. It's Oprah Winfrey or whoever.
Exactly.
They just won't believe that these heroes or heroines will lie to them.
You know, it's hilarious you bring that up because we discussed it this morning on the morning show. Apparently, The Rock is being exposed as one of the biggest pricks on earth. Have you guys seen that story? Oh, my God. People went after him. I guess he's just the most unpleasant human being to be around. He's the king of the earth. He's what's special, and you don't even matter. If you could, Andy, could you try to look for that story and see? Because
who wrote that?
I don't even know where it came from, but I guess they went after him. Huge. Kristen Burt's the one who brought it up to me. That's why.
Interesting, because he's like a BFF with Oprah Winfrey.
Well, absolutely, but she's in, well, they've both taken over Maui. They've taken that whole island over, as a matter of fact. She owns
Maui. There's our pneumonia dog.
Pneumonia
Honey,
puppy.
Are you okay?
Judith.
All right, we'll count how many times he coughs. Yesterday was probably 3.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad yesterday. Monday it was really bad.
One so far. Yeah, he had a really bad night.
It's true. Did you find anything, Andy?
Kind of. I mean, there's a report on his unprofessionalism.
Yes, that's what it is. I guess he's a jerk to everybody he works with.
That's too bad. I always thought he was a decent guy.
You know what he also does? The one thing that pointed out. You know those Voss bottled water?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's tasty. Mm-hmm.
He keeps a bunch of empty ones around on the set. So if he has to pee, he just whips out his Schwanz in front of everybody and pees in the bottle and then hands it to an assistant.
Why doesn't he just go to the bathroom like a normal human being?
So he can show his wiener to everybody, I suppose.
Hmm.
I don't know why he would do that. Why would he do that?
I mean, it only makes sense if they're in a remote location with no facilities that you would need to do that.
But I'm sure they have porta potties you could go to.
If you're in like costume and makeup and everything, then going to the bathroom means you probably have to get it all reapplied and everything. So I guess he's just like.
Yeah, maybe there's an excuse. Maybe.
There might be.
But it's pretty gross anyway.
Yes, it is.
And I wouldn't. I would be like, you don't need to drag around my pee bottle. I'll just do it.
I'll handle it for you. I'll do my own pee bottle.
Thank you.
We'll be okay.
I don't need you to have to do that. That's
you know,
gross.
You'd like to think that people are at the worst right now they've ever been, but it does come and go. That's the thing that I hope young people do understand, that this isn't the first time the world looks like a complete nut house. It's happened about 3 times in my lifetime, about every 23 years, something like that, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
People just lose their mind. Why does that happen?
It's related to the economy. When people cannot afford to live and food is expensive and everything's expensive and, you know, and the world looks like it's on fire, people get nuts.
Yep.
God, isn't that sad? I mean, I just find that to be very, very sad.
And people get very disenchanted with the world when you can't even go to the grocery store without spending your entire monthly budget in 1 week.
It's a little spendy right now. There's no question about that.
It's insane how much everything is.
Oh, well.
You know?
What are you going to... Oh, my God. Downtown St. Paul's largest property owner seeks single buyer for it all. They want to sell downtown St. Paul.
Somebody owns downtown St. Paul?
Apparently this person does.
Oh.
Madison Equities. Downtown St. Paul's largest property owner is marketing 6 office buildings and 2 parking ramps. They want to get rid of it all. His name is Jim Crockerell. Looks like Crockerell or something like that. Downtown St. Paul's most prolific property owner. Oh, he died. So Jim died, and now the family wants to get rid of it.
Well, office buildings are worthless now.
They kind of are.
Because of COVID and the work from home movement and everything, I think in some places... commercial property is down like 90% in value.
It is, yeah.
I was sitting on the airplane on the way back from Minnesota back to Florida, and I was sitting next to this guy who is an engineer for this huge tower that's coming in right by our condo building. It's going to be 40 stories. 40. And it's all office.
Yep.
They fought and fought and fought to make another one right on the Intercoastal Waterway. And that is all class. They're like, we need more Class A office space. So they're building and building and building office space down here in West Palm Beach. But I don't think that, well, DeSantis didn't shut down Florida like they did in other cities.
No. No.
And I think that more people are moving their corporate headquarters here.
Yes, they
and
are.
And I think when you have corporate headquarters, you have to have somebody in the office. You can't just have everybody in their apartments running a huge corporation. You have to have board meetings. You have to have, you know, someplace to interview people. It can't all be on Skype.
Right.
So, but it's just amazing the amount of office space. And I said that to him. I said, I don't understand why all this office space is being built when everybody wants to work at least a hybrid. And he said that's not a problem in West Palm because most people just go to the office because they didn't shut down.
They didn't shut down. Yeah, that's very true.
Which is very interesting because Dan, when he was looking for a job, he was seeking hybrid or from home. But apparently a lot of offices are, a lot of companies are giving people premium salaries if they'll come in.
Yep.
So,
but that's the thing is they own all this office space and they're like, we're going to use it because we're paying for it.
Right.
But they don't really need it because, I mean, a lot of people, they do most of their work or all of their work from home. And as long as they're, you know, they got accountability, then it's the same thing.
I personally know for a fact that if I worked from home, I would be way less productive than if I went into.
Well, yeah, not everyone.
If I went into the office for half a day, I could get a lot done.
Right.
Rather than being at home.
But I mean, okay, let's say 50% of people are like you, and 50% of people would prefer to work from home. That still means 50% of the existing office space is unneeded. And that's a lot of office space.
I also think during the pandemic, people figured out they didn't need about 40% of their workforce.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So.
Oh, yeah. Especially big tech got rid of so much chaff that they were hiring just because they had the money. They were like, oh, yeah, we can hire them. Sure. Bring them on in.
Well, and it made them look like they had more growth, the more employees.
Yep.
They,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One warning I would give you on that one, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been working from home now for about 30 years, something like that. Yeah, I've been working from home for about 30 years, which at first was great. It worked just beautifully. One thing I would tell you, this is a tip from Uncle Tommy. If your company is sold, you need to go into work for at least the first year or two to find out what they're all about. Because if you're not there, they will do things behind your back that you'll never find out about until it's too late.
And there is some, it's better to team build in person.
Well, I agree.
Absolutely. And having a conversation in person is different than on Skype.
Yeah.
So, yeah, working from home for me has been great, but it's also been horrible because I've had a bunch of crap pulled on me behind my back because I wasn't in the office.
Right.
I mean, it's unfortunate that that's the case. And these are people who have no idea what the hell are you even doing. They have no clue what they're doing, but they're changing things that you do because they don't want it that way.
You can always put together a merry band of thieves if you want to.
I guess that's probably true. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser. Here's an example of things I don't care for. Twins go dark on Comcast in dispute between company and Bally Sports, so I can watch all the Twins games in Florida, but I can't at home.
That makes sense.
Excuse me.
Well, they want you to get your they want you to get your butt down to the stadium and buy a ticket.
But I mean, I could if I pay for MLB Network, with mm-hmm. Major League Baseball Network.
Yep.
I get all the games down here on MLB. It's wonderful. I've been watching. I didn't get the preseason games,
yep,
by the way.
Preseason was not available.
I didn't get the preseason, but I got the regular season from day one. All the games have been on. And then I find out when he come home in 3 weeks, I will not be able to watch the Twins games on TV.
That's insane. Mm-hmm.
What doesn't make the any hell? Sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's really too bad because, I mean, I do love going to the games. You know, I haven't been to a game. I went with Bilski last year a couple of times.
We went a few times.
We went a few times last year with Josh Arnold, of course, invites us to go to Twins games.
And, Ethan went to
that's
one.
A lot of fun. Ethan went to a baseball game?
Yeah, remember? We did the Hubbard thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Ethan was there. He was like,
yeah.
When was that? That was like the summer, I think.
That's when, is that when you threw out the first pitch?
Yes.
Was that the same
I
day?
Think that, yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
It was, yeah. We were talking about that this morning, as a matter of fact, on the morning show. What an honor that was to have Tom Bernard Day at the Twins game. I never thought that would be happening, but.
I'm very surprised it didn't happen way before.
Matt Hoy put that together. Matt's a great guy. He's been a friend for a long, long time, but. Yeah, I mean, I suppose we'll be going to Twins games because I don't, you know, I don't watch all the games. I used to literally watch every single Twins game that I possibly could, either go to the game or watch it on TV. But you know what? Something just struck me. I do remember as a 9-year-old boy when the Twins first started up, 9, 10, 11 years old, listening to the games on the radio, and I loved that too. God, I loved listening on the radio.
And that's not available anymore?
It will be available, I believe. I shouldn't say that. I think it will be available, the radio broadcast. I think they're still on WCCO, aren't they? I think.
I have no idea.
I'll call Chad Hartman. He'd know. But, yeah, I love to watch my Twins games, and I've been watching them all down here and having a great time doing it. The only problem with being here during a Twin season is when they play on the West Coast, because the game started at like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a little. It actually is 10. I'm not making it up. I was joking around 11 o'clock, but it actually is 10 o'clock because, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7. Get it?
Yes, you can listen on 8:30 a.m., as it has been for a very long time.
WCCO sounds good.
Or you can get the Odyssey app and get it there.
Odyssey owns WCCO.
So there you go. But you can, if you want to, you can listen to it on the app. You don't need an AM radio.
And who owns most of Odyssey now?
I don't know.
George Soros.
I don't understand how a political operative can own communications.
And he's not even from the United States.
Well, if it's publicly traded, they can buy it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, he, I think, spent $400 million buying parts of Odyssey.
And you wonder why journalism is the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's run by money. There's no question about that. It absolutely
is.
It
sure is.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. It doesn't look like the Twins are going to get anything settled before we get home in 3 weeks, so I can't watch my Twins on TV the rest of the year. Is that all
I don't know. That's a lot of money to be throwing away. So I would think they'd get it done sooner than later.
I love watching the Twins on television. What are you doing to me?
You do. It's interesting. I downloaded the MLB app on my phone because we were trying to figure out how to get you those preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
And I deleted the app, and I still get notifications. So-and-so struck out.
Oh, really?
I'm like, how is it doing it when I don't have the app?
The service is still going. It's technically two different apps. There's the app that you open, and then there's the service, which is a completely different thing that runs in the background.
I have to quit the service.
Yes. Restart your phone, and if it's still there, it's something you'll have to uninstall.
Oh, okay. I was like, how is this happening when I deleted the app?
Yep, you go.
You've got a magic way of doing that stuff.
Yep.
I got to be honest with you guys about something. I didn't notice it was getting worse and worse and worse and gotten this bad. I have looked at 4 or 5 different news sites this morning. Every story is negative. Every story.
Oh, like I said, all the colleges are going nuts, so.
Minnesota bankruptcy law firm files for bankruptcy. That's not good news when a bankruptcy firm, law firm, files for bankruptcy.
Well, I guess they can handle it themselves.
Yeah.
Let me read the whole headline. You ready? Minnesota bankruptcy law firm files for bankruptcy after losing fight with another bankruptcy firm.
Jesus. That don't make no sense.
That is out there. There's no question about it. Here's another headline in the Star Tribune this morning. Grandmother guilty of neglect that led to 7-year-old girl dying on Christmas on Red Lake Reservation.
Oh, my God. Mm.
This is what's in the news this morning. I mean, it's all bad news. Isn't that sad?
It is.
Taylor Lore Rodriguez had to mediation over Timberwolves Lynx ownership. So now they're all battling for that again. I thought that was over. I thought that came to an end and that he just held on to the team. So, but they're still fighting?
They're still fighting.
What are you going to do? After 65 years, St. Alphonsus Catholic School in Brooklyn Center will close at the end of the academic year, which is, what, next week or in a month from now at the latest?
It's soon, yeah.
They're probably finishing out the school year.
Finish out the school year after 65 years. I don't know where St. Alphonsus Catholic School is in Brooklyn Center.
Well, that's weird because a lot of the parochial schools have gotten a lot more students in there since the pandemic.
Right. Yep.
And also just because of the political climate in Minnesota, a lot of people decided to send their kids to small private schools. So that's surprising.
Oh, yeah.
There must be.
Public schools in Minnesota are in a bad state right now.
They are. Omar faces pushback for calling some Jewish students pro-genocide.
She sure did.
Yeah, I'm sure there, Omar, that the kids are running around talking about, let's kill as many people as we possibly can. Let's just wipe them out.
Well, I mean, I honestly wouldn't doubt college students would say that, especially politically active ones.
Well, so they're that stupid, really?
Yes, absolutely.
So that stupid that they would say something like that.
She's said a lot of negative things about Jewish people.
Well, yeah, I mean, she is arguably also pro-genocide, but it's okay when I do it.
So much.
Yep, she sure does.
She gets away with a lot.
Very hateful person.
Well, she's just trying to please her husband brother.
Well, she's a beloved figure in Minnesota, so
sure
that's
is.
Why?
What's going on.
Don Samuels, baby, that's all I got to say to you. You can have Don Samuels back.
I don't know.
I like Don. I don't know Don, but I like him. But yeah, I'm trying to find some good news on any news site. There's just no good news. It's bankruptcies in there, death of children, grandmother guilty of letting the kid die, Omar calling people pro-genocide just because they're Jews. I mean, this is not good. Would you consider that to be an honest thing to say? It's all bad news.
Well, that's Why? How the news has been for literally ever.
But it's, Andy, I do believe it's a lot worse than it's ever been before.
I don't know.
Really, really bad.
I've never watched it in my life because it's always been negative my whole life, as far as I could tell.
Well, you're probably right about that.
Oh, that's interesting. I just was, I was like, maybe I can find something positive on Twitter. And there's the first thing that, well, this was a two hour ago story about St. Paul, like what you were talking about. It says the 32-story First National Bank building is up for sale. It's a 93-year-old Art Deco office tower, which I didn't even know we had.
Beautiful.
It was designed by the same firm as Chicago's Wrigley building. Maybe they'll just be able to convert to residential in some of these places.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea we had a 93-year-old Art Deco office tower. I should go in there sometime. I really like Art Deco.
It's downtown St. Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown St. Paul is beautiful. Downtown Minneapolis used to be beautiful, but there's too many scumbags hanging out downtown now. Does St. Paul have that same problem?
St. Paul kept a lot of their historical buildings, more so than Minneapolis did.
Yeah, they
Minneapolis
did.
Ripped down everything.
Boy, those buildings were beautiful when I was a kid, and they tore them all down. I will never understand that. They got to look modern and slick. Like, whatever. Whatever, right?
Yep.
So now this is good news. Twins win 9th straight. I wouldn't have known that because I couldn't watch it on TV if I were in Minnesota. That makes me sad that I can't watch my Twins. Going back home in 3 weeks, going to spend a nice summer in Minnesota, have a great time, but I might not be able to watch any Twins games. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Everything's about, like you said, money, money, money.
It is. Everything now is about money, and I really wish that wasn't the case, but it is the case. And I don't know. It just... Whatever.
Yeah, trying to find anything positive right now is not
you can't.
Easy.
She's looking for positive headlines.
I've gone through like 40 stories. It's almost everything is about colleges and universities right now. And what they're overtaking buildings and putting tents inside buildings.
This doesn't seem necessary.
Why do you need a tent inside?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, there's a tent, what?
They're making like tent encampments inside buildings that they've overtaken.
Hmm.
Why do you need a tent in a building?
I guess for privacy.
Privacy?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. What are they doing in there? Well, this is, you know what, I think that a lot of this is just, it's just fun to protest and break stuff.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, if no one's going to stop you, why not just go nuts? And
yep.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of the protesters that broke a lot of stuff and did a lot of bad things in Minneapolis, didn't they get paid millions of dollars?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no downside to actually go nuts.
I know. It's, but why do people want to do that? I have never had the desire, even though I was a very, very poor kid, you know, all kinds of trouble, all the rest of it. I never, ever wanted to harm other people.
I don't know.
I just don't understand that. Then when I suggested we all come together, I was ripped to shreds for that, too. So I just don't, why do you want to be such an asshole to people? Explain that to me.
Because as Dr. Phil always said, how's it working for you? So it's working for them. Somehow,
yeah, it is
working.
It's working
for them. People are letting them do it, so they're going to do it.
God, I just, you know, I don't know if you guys ever listen to the morning show or whatever, but I'm talking about how much I love my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. I mean, those are the important things in my life, not how I look politically. What the hell do I care? Yes, I get attacked for it by these psychopaths, but it's just, whatever. I can take it. If you're going to do it, why don't you just do it to me because I can take it. Don't do it to other people. I can handle all your BS because I just, well, I know in my head that you're nuts. I mean, you people are crazy that are causing this hubbub. No doubt about it. So we got 5 minutes left before Nana has to leave. So we got to find one positive story, Andy.
Okay, well, Ethan must have done something cute lately.
Yeah, there you go.
Any new things that he's up to? Any
new things?
He's
there's always new
together
things.
Words.
He is definitely talking quite a bit now.
Yep. God, he's going to be 3 here. So.
He's 2.5.
Yep.
Almost exactly.
2.5.
In 6 days, he'll be 2.5.
Unbelievable. That's right. May 7th. That's the 7 days in May. You always look at it that way. That's my half birthday.
Yep.
Oh God.
Exactly.
That's all I have to say to you on that one.
I don't want to think about birthdays
anymore. No, we don't want to think about birthdays anymore. It's just the way it is. But
yeah, after a certain you get to a point where it's like first birthdays are fun and exciting, and then they don't matter, and then there's something you dread. That seems to be the progression.
I don't dread it because, like my dad said, every birthday is better than the alternative.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true, yeah. Every time you have a birthday, it's another year or your world
better
alive.
Better than taking a dirt nap, I guess. So.
Well, I got the good, the perfect example for that. The kids, 22 of us grew up together, and 4 of us are still alive. The other 18 all died already.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you got Tommy O'Brien. I think there are 5 of us now because there's Mr. Merrows, great guy, Mark Merrows. You got Tommy O'Brien, you got Terry Burnham, you got Greg Lundeen, and you got me. The rest of them are all dead.
Mm-hmm.
God,
that is how it goes.
And some of them died very young, by the way.
I seem to be in the age group where a lot of people are just having huge health crises.
No, I suppose, yeah, in your age
it's
group.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, this person's got that person's got this, and I'm like, wow.
All right, well, I need some help from Nana before she leaves, and she's got to leave in 4 minutes, so we got to wrap it up. But we will be back tomorrow with Gelfand. I'm sure he'll be in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's probably in
always
a tent
positive.
In Kauffman Hall in the University of Minnesota.
I think he's over there in a tent.
He probably is.
Gelfand in a tent. I want to see someday. I want to see Gelfand in a tent.
I don't think he'd like that very much.
I guarantee you, he wouldn't like that very much. All right, Andy, have a great day. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.